भगवद्गीता 2.57 यह सर्वत्रना विस्नेह तत्तत्राप्य शुभाशुभम नाभिनंदति न द्वेष्टि तस्य प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिताम्। यह सर्वत्रना विस्नेह, सो कृष्णा इज आंसरिंग अर्जुनस क्वेश्चन एंड इज टेलिंग अबाउट हाउ डज सेल्फ रियलाइज पर्सन स्पीक। That is answered here. Nabhinandati na dveshti. One does not praise and one does not criticize, resent. Yes, sarvatra na bisnehas. Sarvatra, everywhere, whatever happens. Anabhisneha. Sneha is affection, attachment. Anabhisneha means without attachment. Tattat prapya shubha shubham. So, Shubha means auspicious, Ashubha means inauspicious. Prapya is to get. So, without affection to whatever one gets, be it auspicious or inauspicious. And what does that no affection mean? Then, na abhinandati na dveshti. One doesn't praise it, nor does one resent it, envy it, criticize it. Tasya prajna pratishtita. A person is situated in firm knowledge. Now, this might seem to be very emotionless, that whatever happens, just have no response to it, verbal or emotional. What kind of life that would be? Actually, it will be a purposeful life, a supremely purposeful life. The point here is not to just be emotionless, but the point is to actually let the emotions not dominate or misdirect us, to have a higher purpose in life and to subordinate emotions to that higher purpose. So that is what is being talked about over here in this verse. The point is that yaha sarvatrana abhisnehas, whatever happens now at this in the material world, what will happen is not in our control. Though we may try our best to make things happen in a particular way, there is no guarantee that we will succeed. And quite often, things may well go wrong, seriously wrong. So the solution is not just to keep doing, is to have a higher purpose and to not let passing events distract one from that higher purpose. So, for example, if a person is going well, when we are going by a vehicle, say to office for work, if there is a crowded traffic jam and people are cutting each other and whole travel is a mess. Now, our mood may get spoiled by that. We may get irritated. But if we let that irritation get into us, then by the time we reach office, we will be so disturbed, so annoyed, that annoyance will interfere with our performance. So, it's important that the small things, one does not take them too seriously. Certainly, it's an inconvenience and there's a natural human response that is there of annoyance when something inconvenient or irritating happens. But that natural human response should not be our only human response or only response, because then our emotions will mislead us. So essentially the principle here is to subordinate emotion to purpose. So for the self-realized person, the higher purpose is the purpose of realizing the absolute truth and living in the absolute truth. So living in the reality, I am the Atma, and living the life of the soul. So one who is living the life of the soul does not get unduly affected by what happens at the bodily level, because such a person understands that whatever happens at the body level is ultimately temporary. It is not going to last, and therefore I don't need to get too worked up about it. and na abhinandati na dveshti. Now, at this stage in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has not yet introduced bhakti. And in bhakti, when a devotee gets something favorable for Krishna, the devotee does become happy. And when something unfavorable to Krishna happens, the devotee does become unhappy. So, for example, if some outreach program went very nicely, a large number of books are distributed or a huge number of people came for a program, Prabhupada would be definitely happy. And say if something went wrong, some project faced some severe problems, or say some devotee left Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada would naturally be unhappy. Even very sad he would be sometimes. But either way, the emotion was Krishna-centered and his purpose was not weakened. He continued serving Krishna, and by the purpose of serving Krishna, he subordinated the emotion within that. So, later on, Krishna will talk about bhakti and spiritual emotions, means emotions in connection with Krishna are desirable because they take this, they make the soul more alive. The soul is dormant right now, experiencing no spiritual emotions, experiencing only material emotions right now. The soul is spiritually dormant. But emotions in relationship with Krishna actually awaken the soul. So, at our stage, it may be difficult for us to know which emotions are material and which emotions are spiritual. So, the best thing to do is, rather than worrying about that, we focus on how best we can serve Krishna. And if certain emotions help us in our service to Krishna, then we accept those emotions. And the emotions which are unfavorable for our service to Krishna, we check those emotions. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. But in general, there are different levels at which one can be equipoised. One is that one understands whatever happens at the material level is ultimately inconsequential. I am a soul and what happens at the material level is not really important for me. It is temporary. So, the temporality and ultimate inconsequentiality of material things can be one meditation by which one can stay equipoised, neither praising nor resenting whatever happens. At a higher level, you can see that, okay, whatever happens, I am still a servant of Krishna and I am going to keep serving Krishna. And certain situations may make it easier for me to serve Krishna, certain situations may make it difficult. But still, it is a service to Krishna that is important, and that I can always do in some way or the other. So, we focus not so much on that what has happened is inconsequential, but we focus on what is actually consequential, that is the service of Krishna. And that way, the concentration is not just on being, on staying unaffected, but it is on staying focused. So, and that being, the more focused we are, the more easily we can stay unaffected. So, by positively meditating on serving Krishna, and remembering how that principle is unchanging no matter what happens, and the fulfillment that comes from serving Krishna is also available no matter what happens in the external world, whether I get auspicious or inauspicious things, shubha or shubha. So by that, a person can say sthita prajna, can stay fixed, unaffected by things. So atma jnana is one level by which one understands that the material things are inconsequential. But Bhagavad Gyan is another level where one knows positively what is consequential and one absorbs oneself in the positive in service to Krishna, and therefore it is not so much affected by whatever happens at the outer material level. And in this way, such a person can stay without resenting or praising, but always focusing on how to serve Krishna. In this way, one can stay focused in the path of transcendence. Thank you.